WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. My guest is Brazilian singer, songwriter, and guitarist Caetano Veloso. He's one of the founders of Tropicalismo, a Brazilian musical movement that started in the 60s and brought together the bossa nova, rock, and other musical influences. The music got him imprisoned in the late 60s by the military dictatorship. Several of his records are featured on David Byrne's collection of Brazilian music. Caetano Veloso also has a new record on electromusician called Estrangeiro. He combines traditional Brazilian music with rock and rhythms from around the world. Before we meet him, let's listen to some music from the new album.
Minha música vem da música da poesia de poeta João que não gosta de música. Minha poesia vem da poesia da música de João músico que não gosta de poesia. Música da poesia de poeta João que não gosta de música.
Veloso also performs solo with his guitar, and that was the case when he visited our studio.
Menino do Rio, calor que provoca arrepio, dragão tatuado no braço, calção corpo aberto no espaço, coração de eterno verde, adoro verde, menino vadio, tensão flutuante do rio, eu canto pra Deus proteger-te, o Havaí, seja aqui, tudo que sonhares. Todos os lugares, as ondas dos mares, pois quando eu te vejo, eu desejo teu desejo. Menino do Rio, calor que provoca arrepio, tome esta canção com um beijo. Tome esta canção com um beijo.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
You're from the generation right after bossa nova.
Yeah.
If bossa nova was jazz and samba, like mixed together, did you bring rock and roll into the equation?
That would be a simpler way of saying it, not, and it's not wrong. But I would say that bossa nova was a bit more, or even much more than just jazz and samba. As it was conceived and realized by Antônio Carlos Jobim and João Gilberto, it was a kind of chamber music influenced by cool jazz and by some refined tradition of Brazilian music. So it's it is samba, basically, and it's a view of samba that's very deep and very refined, too. So then Tropicalismo was the other side of the coin. It was a different thing. It was just using all the trash that bossa nova had to put apart in order to be clean and well done.
What do you mean when you say trash?
I mean old romantic kitsch Brazilian songs. I mean international rock and roll, pop, old tangos, and fados, and Cuban boleros.
How did you start hearing rock and roll in Brazil?
Well, rock and roll since the 50s, as everywhere else, with mostly Elvis and other stuff. But I myself was not very much into rock and roll until the mid-60s when the British, came up with that neo-rock and roll thing, mostly the Beatles and the Rolling Stones. Because before that, I was entirely a bossa nova fan and a João Gilberto follower. And also to American jazz, modern, such as Thelonious Monk and the cool phase of Miles Davis and Chet Baker. I used to love Chet Baker.
Well, I can tell because there's this little like parenthetical aside at the beginning of one of your songs on the new record, and it sounds very Chet Baker. You're singing like a little bit of Easy to Love.
Yeah,
on it.
Yeah,
it really sounds like a Chet Baker imitation.
Yeah, it must be. It must be.
were you consciously trying to evoke him when you were doing
Not
that?
Not at that time. I didn't know they were recording that. I was just alone trying the tuning of the guitar and the voice. It was just, I don't know. Then they recorded it. They used it. The producers liked it. Then they used it.
I'm going to just drop that in and play that here.
Okay.
So easy to idolize all others above, so worth the yearning for.
Okay.
So when you started playing music that kind of added to bossa nova, bringing in what you'd describe as all the trash, you're bringing in kitsch and bringing in rock and roll, what was the reaction of the performers of bossa nova and the fans of bossa nova?
Well, the old masters, such as Antonio Carlos Jobim and Carlos Lira, they wouldn't say a word. But some of our colleagues of our same generation, they were prejudiced against it. So were the students, left-wing students in Brazil. They didn't like it because they thought that we were amongst those who were supposed to be respectable and intelligent. So to use rock and roll being used by people like us, that was kind of a shock. And then our generation colleagues reacted against it, so did the left-wing students, who were primarily our normal audience, you know. But then it was kind of a scandal in Brazil.
Before we get to what the government reaction was to your music, is there any way you could play an excerpt of one of the songs that you wrote early on in the mid-60s, one of the songs that caused such controversy?
One of those songs?
Mm-hmm.
Sobre a cabeça os aviões, sobre os meus pés os caminhões, aponta contra os sapatões meu nariz. Eu organizo o movimento, eu oriento o carnaval, eu inauguro o movimento no planalto central do país. Viva bossa, sassa, viva palhoça, sassa, sassa. Viva bossa, sassa, viva palhoça, sassa, sassa. Something like that. That song was kind of a hymn of tropicalism. It's called Tropicália. And in the recording, there is a string orchestra and horns and electric guitar, all things put together, and Brazilian traditional percussion, northeastern kind of a modal composition. It's a funny combination of strange things.
Caetano Veloso is my guest, and he has a new album called Estrangeiro. We'll take a short break, and then we'll talk some more. This is Fresh Air. My guest is Brazilian singer, songwriter, and guitarist Caetano Veloso, and his new album is called Estrangeiro. Well, the military dictatorship in Brazil didn't take well to your music. You were, in fact, arrested.
Yes.
What did the government find that threatening about the music that you were playing?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't understand just as, or they just understood just as much as the left-wing students did, or even less. They were afraid because they thought it was anarchical in a way. The words were kind of, they had some violence in its poetry. And the music was confusing because we were putting together different things. Plus, our behavior on television and on stage was new in many aspects. We had, some of us had long hairs, we would wear African clothes. It was a bit frightening, and it was kind of a scandal in Brazil. And a bad coincidence happened. So in 1968, we started being famous with that thing in 1967. And in 1968, they had this coup d'etat within the coup d'etat. So they moved even more to the right side. And so it was a coincidence that we had just became famous with a new thing that was difficult to understand, that was somehow violent, that changed behavior, could influence the youth. So they got afraid. They decided to put us in prison.
When you were in prison, were there many other artists and performers in prison too?
There were lots of journalists, professors, teachers, some other intellectuals, writers. But from the pop scene, some film directors too, but from the pop music scene, only Gilberto Gil and me, only the two Tropicalistas.
Were there any guards there who actually turned out to be fans of yours?
Yeah.
And how did they respond to you?
I remember that once when I was first allowed to have a walk in the sun after some 4 or 5 days of being in there, this very young guy was with a machine gun pointed to my back while I was walking around in the sun, you know, and he would say, "Caetano, I'm so sorry that I'm doing this," with the machine gun pointed to my back. But he said, "Please don't do any strange movement because I'm supposed to shoot you. That's crazy. It's unbelievable." He was very sorry. Some were really, they didn't like to be in that situation either. But some were tough. Some were not friendly.
When you got out of prison, you were basically told to leave the country?
Well, when we left the prison, we were home arrested in Bahia for 4 months after the 2 months in prison. And we couldn't work, nor give interviews, nothing. And in the end, they invited us to leave the country. And they arranged everything so that in 4 days' time, they had all our papers prepared for us to leave the country. They put us in the plane, the police themselves, they put us in the plane. And they said, "Don't come back." Then we went to Europe. Then we lived in London.
When and why did you decide to return home to Brazil?
I decided to return home always, immediately. As soon as I was there, the only thing I wanted was to go back to Brazil. The only thing was the government wouldn't allow us to go back. Until they didn't allow, I stayed in London. As soon as they allowed us, I went back immediately.
Now, how had the music changed when you went back, and did you feel like you were out of what was happening in Brazil when you got back there?
No, not really, because we were in touch with Brazilian friends, and we got all the important and interesting records. We were talking to everybody, knowing everything, reading newspapers and magazines, writing letters, talking on the telephone, doing everything. So I knew everything that was going on in Brazil. But anyway, it's different to be abroad, because coming back, you listen to radio, you are there. I mean, it's different. But the thing that changed the most was that while we were in prison, in confinement, then in exile, all the left-wing students who didn't like the stuff we were doing before tried to make us into heroes, you know. And it was very funny because they expect us to be kind of leaders, political leaders or something. So that kind of political idol that they thought we could be. But that died in 3 days because I arrived and I had this concert. I sang everything that I wanted to sing. And I did exactly what I wanted to do. And it was kind of a disappointment to lots of people because I wouldn't fit in.
So do you think of your music as standing for anything politically or culturally now beyond good music?
I don't know. I don't like the idea of thinking that everything is political because some things must not be political. I learned that. But more important than that, the political situation and the social situation will be there wherever I'm conscious of it or not, you know. So I always try to be as conscious as I can of what kind of weight a song, a singing, a show, a record could have in a society.
The title song of your new record is called The Stranger. Of course, it's called that in Portuguese.
That means foreigner.
As
well. Mostly foreigner.
Ah, okay. I was wondering if you had felt like a stranger even in your own home now. But I can ask you if you feel like a foreigner even in your own home now because you've spent time outside of it.
Yeah, yeah. It's also, although it's a very, I love that song, that long song, but it's also a joke to have that title because the record was made here in New York with some American friends who produced it for me, with me. And so it was going to be a foreigner here and a foreigner there. So it has that connotation too, with the light one.
Well, that leads me to wondering if in America you're seen as like authentic Brazilian music, and if in Brazil you're seen as having a lot of American influence, you know?
Yeah, I don't know if really here I have these, among people who know me or who know my music, the few people who got to know my music, if among these people I am seen as being an authentic Brazilian musician, I'm not sure of that, really. Some people think that it's strange to have these things mixed, even here. And some think that in this record, this is happening for the first time. But it's a joke. It's very funny to think that. Because that was our main thing when we just started working in Brazil back in 1965, 66. So it's always been like this.
Brazilian singer-songwriter and guitarist Caetano Veloso. He has a new record on Electro Musician called Estrangeiro.